Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Money Watch ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to the Money Watch Show. It's Tuesday, April 9th. TikTok, TikTok, gang. It is getting ever so close to that last minute tax season that some of you seem to, I don't know, repeat every year. Maybe some of you are worried because you owe money. You want to wait till the bitter end. I get it. But for those of you who are worried just in general about the process, I have great news. I was on CBS Mornings last week giving a little bit of the hand-holding last-minute tax tips. And it was a really good conversation because my anchors, who were Nate Burleson, Gail King, and Tony DeCoppel, really were focusing on some parts of the outline that I had provided to them. But we didn't get to a bunch of stuff, which I promised to get to with you. And you know who's going to help me out? The very best executive producer in the world, Mark Tallercio. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Jill.
As, by the way, you promised, the ID, Gov,
yes.
ID me, through,
yeah.
that was the way to go. So Mark was the person who convinced me that I had to stop mailing in anything to the United States Treasury Department. And so he got me on the ETFTPS system. And then all of a sudden, it was like a pretty different year this year in that in order to establish the quarterly estimates, you had to go through a whole new security thing. So, Mark, did you do that with like, here's your license? And it took like a video selfie of yourself. Did you do that part?
I just paid my first quarter, I don't know, 2-3 weeks ago. I did not have to do that. No.
So there's a new system in establishing security. And it's kind of cool. I mean, it's a pain in the neck the first time, but I think once it's done, you're good. If you want to make your life easier, it is better to do it automatically with drafts, etc. I am really worried that there are a lot of people out there who just, I don't know why, but they do wait till the bitter end. So, Mark, what we're going to do is we're going to play the segment, and then on the other side of it, I want to talk about some of the big flags that everybody needs to know about. And also the idea of what happens when you have an extension and how that might impact your retirement savings. So let's play the segment and then we'll come back on the other side.
It's that time again in today's Money Watch. We are talking about taxes, which are due very soon. Americans have until April 15th to file their taxes or file an extension, or until the 17th if you live in Maine or Massachusetts. The IRS reports that it has received more than 80 million tax returns so far this season, and the agency has processed more than 79 million of them. Joining us right now, CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger to help break this all down. So let's jump in. If you have not filed your taxes yet, what should you do?
Freak out?
Yeah, no.
Isn't that what you were saying?
I was not going to say freak out. You know, there's usually two types of people who wait till the bitter end. Sure, there's the procrastinator.
Yeah.
But often it's people who owe money. They're nervous about that. So I get that. So start with this really simple concept. IRS.gov is a magic website. And on that, you have the IRS e-file. Electronic filing is truly the key.
Okay.
There's also a new program that the IRS is piloting in 12 states. You may want to check this out.
Okay.
It's called Direct File. Now, the IRS is testing this out because it seems to be a very easy way to file your returns, and they're trying to see whether they can roll it out for everyone next year. But do check that out. These are great programs, and they will walk you through. But again, electronic is the most important key here. Mm.
So free resources, those are available through IRS.gov?
Absolutely. So IRS.gov, the thing that I think people don't realize is that if you earn less than $79,000, you are able to file for free. And not only that, you get free software. And it may be that you get IRS free file. You don't realize that you get a private company that will actually give you the software. And this is really important because people are paying for things they may not need. You don't have to scramble. There's also the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Plan. That's for people who generally make less than mid-$60,000. There is the tax counseling for the elderly, which really... Elderly, you know I have a bugaboo about this. Yes, they say it's over 60. Mm-hmm.
They're wrong about that.
I'm just saying. That's not great.
I protest.
I do too. I'm with you. And then there's Mil Tax, which I think is an incredible program for folks in the military. No income testing on that.
But hold on. I actually think it's important, this free file thing, because I've done it before. And when you do it through the IRS.gov thing, the free file company names, it's not H&R Block. It's ones you've never heard of, right? Mm-hmm. So you're a little bit uneasy, but you're saying that's...
It's such a good plan, right. And it is the same software essentially among all of these companies. So please do check that out. Okay. That's great.
What about the situation, Joe, for people that say, look, IRS, I know I owe you money and I want to pay the money, but I just don't have it right now.
Okay, you're not alone. This is not the first person who's ever said this, right? Yeah. So there are different ways to pay. So when you go on IRS.gov, there is a way to pay literally right on that portal. It'll say, hey, do you want to make a payment? Suck it out of your bank account. Boom, you're done. But if you cannot afford it, there are three general methods.
Okay.
One is a short-term plan. It's basically 90 days. It's very easy. It's free. Mm-hmm. The longer one is this long-term or installment plan. It gives you up to 5 years. Now, this costs a little bit of money. You got to hook it to a bank account so it's more efficient. The interest clock will keep ticking.
Oh.
So that's an important thing, but it can be very helpful. The last method, and I'm going to say the worst method, is the IRS does allow you to use a credit card.
Ooh.
Now, I'm so uncomfortable with this. It's really, look, the problem really is that, first of all, it's more expensive than the other methods because there's a fee to use your credit card. But also, as we all could imagine, you pop it on the credit card, you get the IRS off your back, but then you got the credit card debt and you got to pay that down. So I'm very reluctant.
What happens if you just walk away entirely and say, IRS, heard of you, don't know you, don't find me.
We've seen some celebrities
yes,
pull that move.
I would say that this is sort of akin to your university always finds you to shake you down for money. The IRS will find you. And if you don't pay, this is a huge deal. A failure to pay penalty is 5% per month.
Every month.
And it caps at 25% of what is due. So please, gang, don't hide. IRS.gov.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, so I got this list of questions from the IRS, and they said, these are the biggest errors, and so here are the questions they use as prompts to get people to avoid the errors. You ready for the first one? Did you clearly print your name, your tax ID number, and current address directly on your return? I guess a lot of people forget that. Here's one that I thought was actually funny. The IRS says people seem to be checking off different filing status boxes, like more than one. You can only do one. One filing status. Joint, individual, head of household. Mark, the dependent information seems to be one that trips people up because they say, did you check the box to show that your dependent qualifies for the child tax credit or the credit for other dependents? I bet you did that fast, huh?
Yeah, well, when you're saying all this stuff, like, did you print or did you check? That stuff seems so foreign to me. Like, people actually pick up a pen and do this because...
Well, when they're filling it out electronically, I guess.
But I don't even have to check that stuff. Like, they'll ask me questions and they'll figure out, okay, yes, we'll select that for him.
Okay, I got it. Okay, so, you know, because I don't do my taxes.
Yeah.
Here's one that's amazing. Did you put brackets around negative amounts?
Right. Who the heck does that?
So anyway, gang, there's a list of stuff, and I have it on the website on JillOnMoney.com, our website, under the blog section. There are some really amazing things. It's like great resources. Also, the extension question, we didn't get to that. I don't know. Maybe I'll do another segment this week or not. I'm not sure. But if you are going to have an extension, it is Form 4868. This extends your tax filing deadline until October 15th. Mark, what is the big caution that we have about an extension to file?
Still have to pay?
You betcha. You need to estimate and pay any owed taxes by the April 15th deadline to avoid any potential penalties and interest. By the way, the very easiest way to file for an extension is through IRS Free File on IRS.gov. Also, I did note this. The IRS seems to think that a lot of people are not taking them up on an offer to delay filing, because if you are in one of their disaster areas, you don't have to submit an extension electronically or on paper, but you do have to go to IRS.gov to check to see if you qualify and what the actual due date is for your area. And, you know, again, if you qualify, why not take them up on it, right? I mean, I guess unless you're owed money. That's the only thing. Okay. If you do have an extension, there are two important factoids to keep in mind. You might have extra time to file. You don't have extra time to pay. And you also don't have extra time to make an IRA or a Roth contribution for 2023. That date is still April 15th. However, this is like a weird little quirk. If you are a self-employed person, you've got a SEP IRA, you can actually extend and have extra time to file your taxes. You're able to make contributions for your SEP IRA up until the October extension filing due date. What do you think of that, Mark?
I clearly remember that being a area of focus when I was prepping for the CFP exam. They like to trip you up on that.
Yeah, that's a good one. Anyway, we're at the end of tax season. It's almost here. If you need help or if you want to understand why it is so important for you to not make yourself crazy, to use e-file, to do all the things that will, it'll just make your life easier. Stop resisting. It's really good. It is a simple way to get your work done. And that's what this is. It's just a little work. That's it.
We are recording this April 2nd. I filed yesterday, which by my standards is very, very late.
I filed, you're going to love this. I filed yesterday. My accountant filed yesterday. And then I got a note from Fidelity that they had amended a tax document after I filed.
Was it a major difference?
No, it was in my favor, a small amount. And I said, forget it. All right. Well, listen, if you have a tax related question, if you have any question that is touching your money, we would love to hear from you. Go to our website, JillOnMoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and let us know if you have the desire, the need, the want to join us on the air. It's very easy to do. Check the box. Mark does everything else. While you're on the website, check out the Jill on Money live service. It's a subscription service. It's where you have access to quarterly live webinars and more great bonus video content. And I can't tell you, Mark, how much I enjoyed that Cal Newport webinar. I just think he is so great. That was our most recent webinar. It's just like some of the things he was talking about, the slow productivity, the control over your time, the ability to shut down and say, I just cannot do any more thinking work right now. Great lessons for me. Really great. Did you like all the stuff I did on the airplane and then blasted it off to you as soon as I landed?
Not surprised. I do the same thing. I find airplane rides very productive for me.
Absolutely. You know why? No one's bothering you.
Right.
Anyway, pretend you're on an airplane all the time. So don't forget, gang, if you have a question, Jill on Money, that is our website. Everything lives there. Drop us a note. Let us know if we can do something for you. And by the way, we are distributed by Paramount Global. We drop our episodes Tuesdays and Thursdays. You can leave us a rating and review wherever you listen. Mark Talerso is the co-host, executive producer, and the web king of this enterprise called Jill on Money. We encourage you to lift someone up, change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you on Thursday. If you like Money Watch, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene...
There were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.